what was the impetus for getting it going?
There were four of us that at the time were associated with Old Harbor Books, and I've always thought it was sort of selfish reasons of wanting to see if we could get some of our favorite writers to come to town. And we tried it out on a small scale first. We brought Ivan Doig up here right after his book Sea Runners came out, and we brought William Stafford here once for a poetry workshop, and then decided to put this larger program together. We were interested in thinking about writing against the backdrop of bigger ideas. We weren't interested in starting another craft workshop, writing workshop in the traditional sense. So from the very beginning, it was about ideas and writing.
Did you have a template in mind, or were you just thinking, hey, why not?
We were just creating as we went.
Did it take any kind of leverage, any kind of persuasion to bring, you know, authors of this kind of stature to Sitka?
In some instances, yes, and others, no. It varied a lot. We were lucky early on to get some people here who now we wouldn't be able to. But I think the lure of Alaska is one thing that did bring people here, and also the fact that we were doing something different, and we were asking people to engage in a different way. We weren't asking them to simply come and teach writing and critique manuscripts. We wanted them to think about questions, and we wanted them to engage with other people who were here. That, I think, had an appeal that most conferences don't for writers. I think a lot of writers do the circuit. They make their money doing the circuit. But to have a chance to really engage with other folks, with other writers of their caliber and with people that they don't know, people from different cultures. In this case, we, starting in the late 80s, we intentionally had somebody from the Native community in Alaska or outside of Alaska involved in every symposium. And the mix of people, well-known writers with lesser-known writers, that kind of engagement really was part of the appeal to folks who agreed to come.
Why is the symposium coming to an end? Is it just the fact that you and Doric are ready for something else?
It seems to me 25 years, you know, 25 is such a nice number to kind of round things off. It feels like it's enough time. It feels like we've done a lot in that span. You know, it's pretty much been a labor of love on our part. But I think it's okay to say, you know, this has been started out as a great experiment. It lasted way longer than anybody expected. It's brought some fabulous people to Sitka, and it's okay to let it come to a close and let something else emerge.
Island Institute co-director Carolyn Servid. The Sitka Symposium played a significant role in the lives of many of its participants. Scott Russell Sanders is a professor of English at Indiana University and the author of A Private History of Awe and 12 other nonfiction books about geography and culture. Sanders says the Sitka Writers' Symposium is unique.
Yeah, if you think about where many conferences of different sorts and symposia typically happen, they tend to happen in large cities, or they happen in university towns across the country. Creating something, an institution of the sort that they have created and sustaining it and in a place like Sitka is extremely rare. There are very few parallels I can think of in the country.
Sanders says the symposium is distinctive because it is integrated into the community. Sessions take place at Harrigan Hall or in the downtown Lutheran church, and participants can take in the summer music festival, walks in the woods, and trips on the water.
I have, for one thing, carried away images of that place, both the human structures there and the sound and the islands and the eagles and the seals and all the things that are very familiar to your listeners. I've also carried away ideas for writing projects. For example, a book of mine that came out 10 years ago called Hunting for Hope. Part of what I wrote about in that book was stirred in me by my preparations for my first symposium in Sitka and also by the conversations that took place at that symposium.
Sanders says he honors and understands that after 25 years of sustaining the program, the Island Institute has decided to let go of the Sitka Symposium, but he adds something distinctive will be lost.